Father Cramer is priest of a personal parish in Rome called Trinita dei Pellegrini that celebrates Mass according to the traditional Latin rite. It was, in fact, exactly 4 years ago that Pope Benedict's motu proprio document was implemented that relaxed the restrictions on celebrating the old rite of the Mass that was in use prior to the reforms that came out of the Second Vatican Council. I began by asking Father Cramer whether the old form of the Latin Mass has grown in popularity over the past 4 years.
Yes, it certainly has, especially in the United States, but not only. It's a slow growth, and the Holy Father points out himself in the motu proprio that the old rite requires quite a high level of liturgical formation. And a lot of Catholics just don't have that. They don't have much Latin anymore. And this also applies for the priests. So it's a work of rebuilding, really.
How many people on average attend the Sunday Mass at your church in Rome?
Oh, about 300.
And are there many other churches in Rome that celebrate the traditional Latin Mass?
Yes, there are a few churches that are doing less official celebration, and they have rather small congregations, but then again, rather steady congregations as well.
And is it all age groups who attend, or is it mostly...
Yes, well, the surprising thing is that it's mostly young people. Young people very drawn to the old Mass. They seem to like the order, the sacredness of it, the silence, the reverence. I think they're in reaction to my generation that broke with things in the 60s and like to think of themselves as innovative and modern. The young ones are quite different. They want to return to the traditional, the more stable.
The numbers, though, you know, worldwide are quite small, obviously, compared to the number who attend the post-Vatican II Mass. Do you believe it's always likely to remain as a small minority, yet a minority, of course, within the Church?
Yes, well, absolutely, yes, because, as I was saying before, to follow the old Mass, you need to, as I say, know Latin and know something about the liturgy, know how to follow the Mass, which is not so easy, really, because you, even if you're following with a missal, a bilingual missal in Latin and English, you have to know how to move from the proper of the Mass to the ordinary of the Mass.
And what feedback do you get, though, from the faithful? What, any particular marks that they make that explain why they like it and why they keep coming?
Yes, they keep coming because they find a greater sacredness. And they like the silence, because in the old Mass, the canon is said silently at the altar. They like the pauses for reflection and prayer. They like the fact that the priest talks less. They like the fact that the priest isn't the main star in the celebration, and that the fact that he isn't facing them, and that everybody's turned towards the altar and towards God.
I was speaking to Father Joseph Cramer, an Australian parish priest based in Rome.